The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. Faith is the substance of things. Hope is the substance of things. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So tonight we're going to, where are we going? To 2 Thessalonians. When you get there, say amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Tonight we'll begin to read verse number 13. It says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our God Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle or letter. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." So the first thing we're going to look at is the consolation, the consolation. A consolation is comfort received after a loss or disappointment. How many have been through times of disappointment or times of loss? And the Lord, through his word, brings us consolation. Amen. The first consolation we're going to look at is the gift. The gift, his gift. So first, let's look at the pattern of his gift. In Romans chapter 15... verse number 5, the apostle says, "Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded, one towards another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God." So he's granted us to be, a consolation is one of the things that he's given us, is comforting us in our loss or different disappointment, that we would be like-minded one towards another, amen? That we would encourage one another. When I look at this, I also see not only the pattern, but there's a prize. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 4. We'll start with verse number 3. The apostle writes this. He says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Nothing wasted. So when we receive consolation or comfort in the time of loss and disappointment, we're to be ministers of comfort to others and comfort them in their time of trouble. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm trying my best to learn through Paul's experience so I don't have to experience it myself. Hello? I don't know. The Apostle Paul went through a lot for the gospel of Christ. He went through a lot of persecution and a lot of tribulation. And so he is saying that even through this, he did it for our benefit so that we can learn from his experience so that we don't have to do it ourselves. Amen. Christ died on the cross for you and I so that we don't have to die on the cross. Amen. So he's saying to us here first, we have great consolation that comes from him. Third, I have the planting in Philemon. And Philemon verse number 7. There ain't no chapters here. It's just one. Verse number 4. If you're the Philemon. The word of God says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Amen. In other words, the Apostle Paul is writing to Philemon and saying, hey, your consolation, you're comforting those, you're ministering to others. Amen. And I don't know about you, but when I'm going through times of loss and disappointment, I get encouraged by people bringing me comfort. Amen. That people that show me that they care, that when one suffer, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. Amen. So when he's saying this, is that our hope, part of our hope is sharing and being comforted and bringing consolation to others. Also in this text today, the apostle had confidence, the confidence in God's goodness. Amen. We just sang that song, The Goodness of God. Did you believe the words you were singing? Amen. Or do we just sing because that's what we do? Amen. I remember that Matt Redman song. He said, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song is not what you've required. You search much deeper within than the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. And as we look at this, he is saying to us that confidence is having firm trust. Amen. In other words, I'm not going to be shaken by the things that are going around. So we find that first, his goodness to preach. In Acts chapter 28, to preach isn't a preacher standing up and preaching. It comes from the Greek word kairosso. Or keruso, and it means someone who carries or announces good news. Amen? So if we're consoling people in this world that have been going through a loss and through a disappointment, there's a door of opportunity to share the goodness of God. Amen? To minister to them in their time of sorrow or their time of disappointment. That's why it says in Acts 28:31, they were preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence. No man forbidden them. Amen. How many know who they serve? Amen. You know who you serve. How many know that the one that we serve is able to do? Amen. And we know that one we serve and that he's able to do with confidence, we should be able to open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. To tell people about the love of God, to meet them right where they're at. But this calls for us to preach. We need to proceed. We need to step forward. Amen. So many times we're waiting for someone to come to us. God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He didn't say maybe, might, perhaps. He said they will. Amen. And so when we look at this, it calls for us to proceed. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul writes, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is for your glory. Paul says, I'm going through stuff for your benefit. Amen. But at the same time, he wants us to have faith. You know, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Confidence is firm trust or faith. Amen. So as we're looking at this tonight, he says that we also, once we put it to practice, we proceed and then we begin to produce. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 6, he says, but Christ is the Son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. You know, it's not how you start a race, it's how you finish it. Amen? That's why the Apostle Paul would say, hey, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Therefore, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, but not for me only, but for all those that love is appearing. Amen? So first we have the consolation, we have the confidence. Then we have the channel, his grace. A channel is, when you think of a channel, it's a medium or a means of communication. Amen? God communicates his love to you and I by grace. Amen? The channel is his grace to save. Ephesians 2:8-9, the apostle says, for by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, he is saying to us, it isn't what we've done, it's what Christ has done. By grace, he gives us this gift, but it's received by us, trusting him with confidence. Firm trust. Amen? So, are you with me? Am I out there by myself? You know, then he goes ahead and says, for we are his workmanship created in the Christ Jesus of the good works which God has foreordained that we should walk in them. So with confidence, what we're talking about is the consolation, that ministering to people in the time of loss and disappointment, that we have God's grace that we minister, okay? We're ministering his grace and his goodness. And this will to secure them. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 2, he says, the apostle, as he's opening his letter, Apostle Paul to the church at Thessalonica, he said, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Remember without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope, and the Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Amen. So he's saying there that we're to take God's word to help to strengthen others also. In 2 Timothy the Apostle Paul, in his letter to his student Timothy, says this. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And what the Lord was saying tonight and what he is saying to us, our scripture reference is, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. That we have the consolation is his gift, the pattern, the prize, the planting. We have the confidence, his goodness, to preach, to proceed, and to produce, and the channel is his grace to save, to secure, and to strengthen. So in closing, let's give God praise for the consolation, the gift, the prize, having confidence in his goodness through the channel of his amazing grace. Amen. Remember, grace is unmerited favor, undeserved. Don't you decide who's worthy to receive it and who's worthy to not receive it. It's not yours to give. It's God's. It's God's gift. Amen? Amen. And so many times we try to judge who can come to him and who can't. Hello? It's not our job. What our job is to do is to share his love with the lost and dying world. Amen. And as we share the gospel, it's the power of the gospel to save. Amen. It's not our power. It's not in our strength. It's in his power and his strength. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Stretch yourself out. You got to sit for 10 minutes, all right? Hallelujah. Oh, the seat felt good. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for the consolation of your word, that in the time of loss and at time of disappointment, Father God, you're our very present help in time of need. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, that you see where each and every one that's gathered in this room and those that will hear it on the website, you know exactly where everyone is standing, Father God. So, Father God, as you send your word in love, may they have confidence to trust you and your word, and may they have the channel of grace that's it's poured out to. May they step into what you have for each and every one of us, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, everything you're doing. I pray that you bless the food we're about to eat, make it nourishment to the bodies, bless the time of fellowship together, and we'll never cease to give you praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.